Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Yeah, make sure you call Herb Electric and get that whole house generator installed. They do great, great work, and you got to take care of your family. You really do. Right. Hold on a second. We got to wait till this thing ends. Then we got to hear this stupid song that Mr. Big Willie is saying, oh, no, we need to play this thing. Hold on a second. Where is it? Where's the song? Mr. Big Willie, where's the song? I thought it was supposed to be playing automatically.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I got to get it on my phone here. Hold on a second. I'll find the damn thing. Hold on. I know it says part of your contract with your big deal, talent agent, Ari Gold. Hold on one second. Wait a minute. Files. Hold on. Files. Big Willie, pain in the ass song. Big Willie, pain in the ass song. Big Willie, pain in the ass song. Hold on. Big Willie, pain in the ass song. All right. Hold on a second. I think we got it here. Just stop it. Here we go. There. We got to play this thing. I hate it. Okay, we're playing it now. There we go.
Welcome to our show. Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
All right, there. We finally got rid of this thing. So, where are you today, Mr. Big Willie? You're in your Freightliner, Cascadia 125, and that... luxurious cab of yours?
No, I don't break the law. We're under level 3 emergency, so Big Willie's sitting at his kitchen table right now.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Dining room table.
Well, wait a minute now. That's only for some counties in Ohio. Other counties don't have any kind of level 1, 2, or 3. In Guernsey County, do they have one? Does the sheriff there actually say level 3?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a level 3. If you get caught out and about right now, you could actually get a ticket or you get arrested. So they were enforcing it last night, I heard, in Cambridge. I was reading online.
Wow. Okay. But a lot of counties don't have that in Ohio. It's just the strangest thing. Anyway, so I imagine you survived Snowmageddon yesterday, right?
Yeah. I went out and shoveled my driveway at the end. I parked the car strategically so that way I didn't have to shovel everything. And then I still had to shovel about 30 feet, snow. We got about 11 inches, I think it was here. So it wasn't too bad. It wasn't a big 18 inches. I've seen worse than this. And I don't know. It's just crazy. It's funny seeing all the stuff online. If you sit there and look at Facebook, it's already nuts. But then... the same questions over and over. Is Walmart open? Is the gas station open? Is this open? Is school open tomorrow? Well, what do you think? Yeah, they cancel school with 2 inches of snow. It's 0 degrees and 10 inches of snow. Do you think they're going to have school? So I don't know if the world is getting dumbed down or something, or people just like to stir the crap up online. But some of the stuff is just, it's so crazy and so stupid. Let's just say stupid, because that's what it is. I just think it's hilarious reading it all.
Well, let me ask you.
But anyhow, I see you canceled your big thing today, huh?
Well, the station management said the debate, we were going to have the debate today between Ron Ferguson, the incumbent Ohio House District 96, and the challenger, former state senator Frank Hoagland. And but management said this was like on, I guess, I don't know, Friday or Saturday, that the snow predictions were so dire that we were concerned that they would not even be able to get here in the morning. So I asked both of them, can we push it back to Tuesday morning? And they both said, yes, fine. They were both very gracious about it. But that's the reason why. That'll be tomorrow. It's going to be huge. It's going to be absolutely huge here. Biggest event of the actually of the new year. Biggest event of the new year. Yeah.
Well, I thought I said something Friday to Mr. Deepak. I said, man, you should have had a Tuesday or Wednesday. You could advertise more. But I think there's so many listeners. that are going to tune in anyhow. I've seen our viewers on Facebook Live jumped up tremendously right at like 8:02. I don't know what happened, but I do notice that every day you're on at like 8:02, the numbers jump up. It's great.
Yeah, probably have all your friends and family members viewing the Facebook live stream. Let me ask you this, because you said something that was really disturbing. You did the snow shoveling yesterday for your driveway. Is that right?
Right, yes.
Okay, help me understand. You've got a common-law wife, Christy. You've got several kids. Why are you doing the shoveling? Why aren't they all doing it? Why don't you buy them all snow shovels?
Well, she's sitting right beside me here. She's doing her stock market stuff. She's learned how to play the stock market so I can retire. So she can't really talk too much. Say hi to Dimitri.
Morning, Dimitri.
Good morning, Christy. By the way, Christy, buy low and sell high.
Buy low, sell high.
Exactly. That typically works.
Buy low, sell high.
All right. So why wasn't she out there and your son and your daughter and all your other kids with snow shovels? Why do they have dad doing this when you should have had her and the kids doing this? You're the big breadwinner here. Buy them snow plows.
Right,
buy them shovels.
Exactly. I'm the breadwinner. I shouldn't have been out there shoveling the snow yesterday. You're exactly right.
Yes. So why were you?
Do you know who wanted to come out and help me? Was my 5-year-old, Delilah. She wanted to come out, and I said, "Well, it's a little too cold, honey." So she stood at the front door.
You wonder.
And looked out the screen door the whole time and waved at me while I was out there dying.
Look, you. This is why they close schools when there's like a dusting of snow. This is exactly why. Because parents like you, you've got to toughen them up. You buy her a little snow plow, a snow shovel, whatever, snow anything, and you get her out there to help you, and you get Christy out there to help you, and your sons and your daughters and everybody else. This is unbelievable to me. Who wears the pants in your family?
Well, it's not who wears the pants. It's who wears the biggest pants.
I'm willing to go out there and have a tough love talk with Christy and the kids saying, hey, this is your big breadwinner here. You all should be out there shoveling snow instead of this guy, because if he drops over from a heart attack, you're all screwed. So you got
to
go out there and do the shovel.
I try to tell them that, but I don't think they care, because there's I know there's a big life insurance policy that'll take over everything. And I'm going to tell you another secret. If it wasn't for my 5-year-old standing in the window watching me, I could fall over from a heart attack, and I would be, have you ever watched where they show Mount Everest and how the people that are frozen have been there 20 years?
Oh, yeah.
That would be me in the driveway come Monday or like tomorrow, Wednesday. They would, and like 2-3 hours later, I'd be frozen solid out there looking like a Mount Everest climber with snow over top of me. And they would wait till dark to figure it out. They'd say, where's he at? Why hasn't he come in yet? So I'm glad my 5-year-old is standing at the window. Christy's laughing because she knows it's true, because I would be dead. I need one of those buttons to help. I've fallen. I can't get up, because I could yell and scream and everything, and I still would be screwed. So, that's how bad it is.
But it would be
anyhow, Dakota, he actually got sick and puked like 3 times yesterday.
Get him out of the house.
It was Christy's eggs or what it was.
You got to get him out of the house. Get him out of the house. If he's puking anyway, get him out of the house. At least he'll be puking out in the yard, and then he can be helping you. My God, man, toughen up your kids. What's the matter with you?
They're tough. Trust me. This year, here's the first year they've all went outside and wanted to play, and I just stand at the window and watch them. But Maisie's definitely not going to go outside. She was cleaning her room, and if you'd have went in her room yesterday, you would have had a heart attack. It looked like it looked like 20 squirrels went in there and had a field day with crumbs and trash and It looked like the mice and the squirrels had a party in her bedroom. So she spent all day, and she was still cleaning last night, a typical teenager. And Christy was cleaning Christmas stuff up still, put away in the basement.
You don't run your household. You don't run your household. You don't run your household. You really don't. You need. I need to come there and toughen you up. You need a Matt Foley kind of guy who lived in the van down by the river. You need someone like a Matt Foley to come there and to toughen up your entire family. You really do. Anyway.
They wouldn't care. They would all follow me to the van down by the river.
Yeah.
So it'd be easier to clean and they could fish all day. They'd be happy. Anyhow, our Richland Township is doing a great job plowing the roads and cindering this morning.
They're running out of salt.
I live in Richland Township in Guernsey County.
Oh, well, that's okay. You've got a good one then. But this Rick Farrell, I mean, when he says here that they're dwindling salt supply, $1 million they had with that COVID money to build that stupid 4,000 square foot building that nobody uses, and now they didn't even think to make it into a warming center for people in Richland Township. Didn't even think about that. This is unbelievable to me. And they only have 4 snowplow trucks out there right now for one of the largest townships in Ohio. I'm telling you, I tried to warn everybody. I tried to warn them. But no, they run to little David Bloom dummy and have him stand up for them and all that. It's just beyond pathetic. It really is. It makes me sick. I want to do something. I don't know what, though. Anyway, so what else is on your mind? Hello?
Hold on one second.
What? I mean, hold on. We're doing a live radio show. What do you mean, hold on?
I seen that earlier when you was talking about Richland Township, and I thought, first thing I thought was, wow, I can't believe that they don't have no salt or anything to put down.
Yep.
And they have broken trucks.
Yeah.
I mean, you got $1 million building and you don't have trucks.
Yeah. Yeah, one of them is broken down.
That doesn't make sense.
One out of 6. They have 6 trucks. One is broken down. I don't know what the math is, but it's pretty substantial. Another truck has rocks in it for something with the road. I don't know what. But the 4 remaining ones are the snowplow salt trucks for Richland Township, one of the biggest townships in the state of Ohio. They had $1 million. They squander it on this stupid 4,000 square foot building that they don't even turn into
don't even think
of turning it into a warming center for these poor people in Richland Township. And it's just, I tried to warn them about the Farrell and the Noble, who's my neighbor, who's a good neighbor. But it's just so frustrating. And
did he come over and do your driveway?
No, I did my driveway. I did it twice yesterday because I figured with having about 12 or so inches of snow, I could do it in the morning and get rid of about the first five or six inches, and then in the evening get rid of the next 5 or 6 inches, and it worked out great. So I got all the snow off of my driveway. It took 2 different shoveling periods to do it, but I did do it, and mine's fine. Mine's better than the road.
Leslie out there.
Sorry? What?
Why didn't you have your wife out there shoveling?
Oh, well, one big reason is I don't view it as work. I view it as exercise. I like the exercise.
Oh, okay.
And so I had no problem doing it 2 different times yesterday and got it all, it's in good shape. It's much better than the road, Richland Township Road. Much, much, much better. Much better. And that was just me.
You sure you don't want me to come in tomorrow?
I am absolutely sure. In fact, we've changed the lock, so you can't come in even if you want to. No, you don't want to come in tomorrow. You were unfair to Hoagland. You went after him. You attacked him. He tried to reach out
unfair.
To you. He reached out.
No, 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 no.
He reached out to you. You wouldn't let him reach out to him. Yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, no, I'm not.
You're full of it. I did not attack him. He texted you about me.
Right, to respond.
He said on the radio.
What? Because he wanted to respond.
I have no responsibility whatsoever.
You were afraid.
As a listener and a commentator to talk to this guy on the phone or email or anything. He's running for office. What's he going to call every single person that disagrees with him? Yeah. Give me a break.
Oh, wow. Anyway, so is Christy still trying to figure out
can
the best?
Can I call in?
What? You can call in. We're not going
to
answer.
I'm going to call in. That way, if he wants to say something, he can say it on the air.
Well, tell you what, you can call in during Dimitri Graffiti because a lot of people who are supporting each candidate are going to be calling in then. That'll be your best. That'll be your. We can't. We're not set up for this. So, but that'll be your best bet. We're almost out of time. Buy Christy and the kids each of their own special snow plows. or snow shovels, and maybe they'll take the hint, okay?
I tried. I said, Delilah, I got to.